Let me start with the problem I keep coming back to on this show, the ceiling. If you sell your time, your revenue has a ceiling. The ceiling is the number of hours in a week multiplied by your rate minus the hours you actually can't bill, which for most service providers is closer to half their working time than they want to admit. Admin, marketing, sales, client communication, and delivery prep all take time that doesn't produce revenue directly. I gave you the math in episode 8. A consultant billing $200 an hour realistically generates $200,000 to $300,000 a year, not because they aren't excellent at what they do, but because the model has a ceiling built into it. This episode is about what's possible when you build a full revenue stack instead of relying on one revenue stream. I'm going to walk through the layers, the realistic numbers at each one, what it actually takes to build them, and how long the build is for someone starting today. I'm going to be honest about the timeline because most of what gets sold in this category lies about how long this takes. Welcome back, and if you're new here, hi, I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Before I get into the layers, I want to set the honest frame. The numbers I'm about to give you are not promises. They're ranges based on what's been documented across service-based business owners who have built the kind of stack I'll describe, with real implementation over real time. Every layer in this stack requires execution. Every dollar represents work, decisions, and learning. Some people will build past the high end of these ranges. Some will land in the middle. Some will not build the stack at all because the work is real and not everyone is in a position to do it. I'd rather tell you that up front than sell you a fantasy. The other honest thing I want to say is that this stack does not get built in a weekend. The components do individually in some cases. The full stack at the high end of these ranges takes most operators 2 to 5 years of consistent execution. Not because the tools are slow, but because audience building, product market fit, and reputation compounding all take real time. Anyone selling you a different timeline is selling you something other than reality. With that as the frame, here are the layers. Layer 1, your service business with AI integration and rate adjustment. We talked about capacity multiplication in episode 5 and again in episode 2. AI, handling your research, your content production, your onboarding, your follow-up, realistic recovery for a service-based business owner who actually implements 10 to 15 hours of recovered time per week. Most of that time goes back into billable work, into business development, or into building the next layer of the stack. The recovered time is real, but the variance is wide based on what you implement and how disciplined you are about replacing the manual work with the automated version. The other lever is rate. When your output quality goes up, your delivery speed goes up, and your positioning sharpens, the rate conversation changes. Not always immediately, but over 12 to 24 months of consistent improvement, rates of 50 to 100% above where you started are realistic for many service categories. Combined, a service-based business owner who started at $150,000 a year and implements AI seriously over 24 months can land somewhere between $300,000 and $600,000 annually. That's a wide range because the variance between operators is real. Some make the leap fast. Some take the full 2 years to feel the change. Some never adjust the rate side and stay capacity bound. The ones who hit the high end are doing both. Capacity recovery plus rate adjustment plus better positioning sustained over time. Layer 2. Productized expertise. This is where the ceiling that bound layer 1 starts to give way. Your frameworks, the methodology you use with every client, can become a product, an assessment tool, a course, a small software product, a community subscription, the honest math here, a solo operator launching a digital product needs an audience or a strong network to convert. A first product launch with no audience typically generates a few thousand to tens of thousands in the first launch, not hundreds of thousands. With a built audience and a strong product market fit, recurring revenue from a productized offering can grow into the six figures over 12 to 24 months. The high-performing examples in this category, what you see celebrated as case studies, took most of their creators 2 to 5 years of audience and reputation building before the launch worked the way it did. So if you're early in the audience building phase, the productized layer is something you build now and harvest later. If you have an audience already, the productized layer can produce meaningful revenue in the first 6 to 12 months. Be honest about which one you are when you set the expectation for yourself. The realistic range across the second year of intentional product building with disciplined execution is $20,000 to $200,000 in product revenue annually, depending on audience size, price point, and product market fit. Past year 2, the upper end can climb significantly higher with multiple products and improving conversion. The high single-digit examples in this category are real, but they took years to build. Layer 3, non-dilutive capital. We spent 2 episodes on this, episode 12 and episode 16 for the speaking-specific portion. Grants, fellowships, pitch competitions, paid speaking, press awards, government contracts, categories of money that require no equity and no repayment. The honest math. A service-based business owner who pursues this systematically with a real system and a real positioning has a realistic range of $20,000 to $100,000 a year in non-dilutive capital. The top end of that range is for people who have done this consistently for 2 or more years, have a strong proof stack, and are pursuing larger awards. The bottom end is realistic for the first year of a serious system. The critical word is systematically. The win rate on grants and competitions for businesses that apply to 2 or 3 opportunities a year is low. The win rate for businesses that apply to 20 or 30 well-matched opportunities a year is meaningful, just from the volume. Layer 4. Content as a revenue engine. Your content operation, the one we built in episode 19, generates more than audience. It generates affiliate revenue, speaking inbounds, media opportunities, and client referrals. The honest math on affiliate revenue. For most service-based business owners with audiences in the low thousands, affiliate revenue is meaningful but not life-changing in the first year. Realistic ranges for the first year of intentional affiliate strategy are $3,000 to $20,000. With a larger audience or a high-value affiliate stack in a high-conversion niche, that can grow into the high 5 figures or low 6 figures over years 2 and 3. I'm working in this category myself, and I'll keep you posted as my own numbers compound. Speaking with a real positioning and the speaker booking system, we covered the realistic math in episode 16. $20,000 to $100,000 annually for someone who has built the platform over time and is actively pursuing speaking. Most of that comes from corporate work, not conferences. Layer 5, the authority multiplier. This is the layer that makes all other layers grow faster. When you have a podcast, a newsletter, a content operation, and a speaking track record, your name carries weight. Clients come to you already sold. The sales cycle shortens. The rate conversation changes in your favor. Referrals come from people who have never met you but have been listening to you for months. Authority is not vanity. Authority is the compound interest on your expertise, expressed publicly over time. It makes every other layer of the stack more efficient. It does not appear in a single revenue line, but it's the layer most responsible for the difference between a business that's grinding and a business that's compounding. Now, let me give you the honest number on the full stack. Year one of intentional building for a service business owner starting from somewhere in the middle of the service business range is more about putting the layers in place than maximizing each layer. Year one revenue lift on top of where you started is often modest. The build is the asset. The harvest comes later. Year two starts to show the compounding. Service business plus light product revenue plus a first wave of non-dilutive capital plus early affiliate revenue. A realistic range for year two revenue total for a serious operator is somewhere between $350,000 and $700,000 annually. Wide range, real variance, honest. Year three is where the stack starts to really work. The audience is built. The first products are dialed in. Speaking is producing real revenue. Non-dilutive capital is hitting upper ranges. Affiliate revenue compounds. A range of $500,000 to $1.2 million is what I see for the operators who have been at this for 3 years with discipline. The seven-figure mark for solo operators is real, but is not common. It typically takes 4 to 7 years of consistent stack building, multiple working products, an audience in the meaningful tens of thousands, and a high-end speaking practice. The path is real. The timeline is honest. I want to address what this episode is not because I want to be clear about what I'm offering and what I'm not. This is not a guarantee. I cannot promise you that following this stack produces a specific number. Too much depends on factors I can't see from here. Your industry, your starting position, your audience, your discipline, your timing, your luck. All of that matters, and none of it is fully in your control. This is also not a quick fix. I see the content out there that promises seven figures in 12 months, and I won't sell you that. Some people do hit seven figures in their first year. Most of them had a substantial audience or business already built before the year started. For most operators, this is multi-year work. The compounding is real. The compounding takes time to compound. What this is a roadmap. A way of thinking about revenue that doesn't depend on selling more of your hours. A set of layers that have produced real results for real operators across many different service categories. The principles transfer. The specific numbers will vary. The work is real and the work is worth it. The gap between where most service-based business owners are and where this stack puts them is not a talent gap. The people who build the stack aren't more qualified, more creative, or more brilliant than the people who don't. The gap is a system gap. And system gaps are closable with consistent action over time by anyone willing to do the work. That's the stack, not just motivation. infrastructure, not only inspiration, systems, a more complete vision board, a revenue architecture that produces in stages over time, more money, more time, and more options. The stack is how you get all three at once. Not in a weekend, over years, with discipline, with honest expectations, and with a plan that doesn't lie to you about how long the work takes. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedinsociety.com. Sign up for the newsletter, find every AI tool I use and recommend, check out the blog for even more breakdowns, or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people. Or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.